Brian Jennings has the 8 o'clock news.
World leaders have voiced their support for the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky after the US President Donald Trump claimed he was a dictator. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said it was wrong and dangerous to deny President Zelensky his democratic legitimacy. The UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer restated his support for Mr. Zelensky in a phone call with him yesterday. Australia said the war in Ukraine must be resolved on Ukraine's terms because the aggressor is Russia. Alexander Mereshko, a member of the same political party as President Zelensky, the servant of the People Party, said it was crucial for Ukraine to have the United States as an ally.
Such situations, difficult situations, especially among friendly countries, they need diplomacy, they need maturity and to be wise and diplomatic. This is exactly the qualities of our president. We continue to be respectful with regard to our American friends. We continue to be constructive and we continue to be optimistic.
President Zelensky is due to meet the U.S. envoy for Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, in Kyiv today. Mr. Zelensky said it was important that the discussion and overall cooperation with the United States remained constructive. Ireland will be represented at a meeting of the G20 foreign ministers in South Africa, which will discuss the Russian war against Ukraine. The Taoiseach, Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Harris, will attend the meeting in Johannesburg today. Ireland is participating at the G20 as a guest country during 2025 as part of South Africa's G20 presidency. The Taoiseach is also expected to undertake a number of meetings with foreign ministers from G20 countries while in Johannesburg. The bodies of four hostages, including two children who died while being held in Gaza, are being returned to Israel today. Hundreds of people have gathered in Khan Yunis, where the bodies have been loaded onto Red Cross vehicles. It follows exchanges of Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners that form part of the first phase of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. The United States, the European Commission Vice President for Trade, Maroshefkovich, has been meeting officials in the Trump administration in an effort to head off the threat of tariffs on EU exports to the US. Last week, President Trump said he would impose reciprocal tariffs on all of the US's trade partners. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Prior to meeting the U.S. Trade Representative nominee and becoming the first foreign visitor to the newly confirmed Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, Maroshefkovich told an event at the American Enterprise Institute that the EU was ready to reduce and even eliminate tariffs on a range of goods, including industrial products. He said he sees no justification for sudden unilateral tariff increases of the sort proposed by President Trump. He said to protect European interests, the EU would have no choice but to respond firmly and swiftly with retaliatory tariffs of its own if the US carries out its threat. But he said the EU would do its best to avoid such an outcome, preferring to engage in dialogue with the American side to reduce tariffs and other trade tensions. He also said he'd explain the VAT system to the Americans and point out that it's a sales tax and is used in around 150 countries around the world. Last night, President Trump again complained that VAT in the EU was akin to an additional tariff on US goods imports. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The Irish Home Builders Association has said it doesn't believe house completions will increase this year. The organisation said that this is due to a drop in the number of viable planning permissions combined with a lack of serviced land, infrastructure and funding for apartments. Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy.
Last year, housing output fell to 30,000 homes, far below the government's promises for about 40. The organisation representing builders says this palpable concern residential construction will not rise this year. It says to increase the delivery, there needs to be more zoned land with services and a more effective planning system. This week it wrote to the Minister for Housing, James Brown, calling for planning applications delayed by courts and on board Planola to be sped up. It's also called for €500 million to be provided to increase the pace of connections from serviced land to the water network.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be blustery at first with squally rain pushing northeastwards over the country. A clearance to sunny spells and showers will follow from the southwest this morning. The showers will become less frequent by evening with generally dry weather. Highest temperatures will range from 11 to 14 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds veering southwest will reach gale force 8 at times this morning on coastal waters from Roches Point to Rossall Point to Howth Head and on the Irish Sea north of Anglesey. South to southeast winds will reach gale force 8 tonight on all coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.